Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with us too, because our good buddy Jim Ostroff is back with us. Jim is associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and Jim has been a member of our Brain Trust for some time now, and he joins us with the report Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world right now. Jim, back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim, and good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you back, as always. We've missed you.
Well, I've been busy here like everybody else, trying to figure out what is happening with this economy and what our government might be doing. It's been
tough. They're doing a lot, Jim, and you guys lead off with your report, your letter this week, your Kiplinger letter, the flagship publication of your company, and you say the stimulus will boost the economy. Explain yourself.
Yeah, well, I got to say, the point here is that, you know, with so much money being thrown up against the wall and out there, our strong belief is that some of it really will do some good, and that it will basically help ensure to turn around the ongoing contraction in gross domestic product, in manufacturing and production, and in services. And it will halt the slide and probably add about 2 percentage points to growth next year.
Mm-hmm.
And while doing that, will help to keep unemployment from going above 10%.
You know, Jim, though, that's off. That's if you look at what's being spent to do that, it's really, really hard for me to see the ROI on that. I mean, holding off the contraction 1 percentage point to put ourselves into debt $1 trillion, which is 1/13th of our entire production for a year for our country, that just seems awfully expensive to me.
Well, and I said, you know, again, Kiplinger never takes sides, and we don't endorse or unendorse anything.
This is me editorializing,
right.
Of course.
No, my
audience knows the difference between what Kiplinger says and what I say, but it just seems awful expensive.
And I should say, of course, I mean, as people well know, that there is real fear out there, concern that our economy will lead the rest of the world's economies down into an endless spiral, you know, for some years to come. So basically people literally are looking for things they can do, they might do, and right now what they're doing is throwing money at it, money the size of which we've never seen nor can we ever contemplate.
What we have here, Jim, is is something that politicians don't understand, and that is that whenever it takes time for us to get ourselves into these binds that we've gotten ourselves into, this one we've gotten ourselves into right now, it takes time to get us there, and it takes time to unwind all of it. It takes time to get ourselves out of it. But politicians are late to the party to do the things that they could do to prevent us from getting into these plans. And so, but whenever it all turns to mush, they want to fix it immediately. And when they do that, the heavy hand of government gets involved, Jim. And that's what I'm worried about right now, is that time it's going to take time. This recession and the healing of all this and getting us back on the right track is not going to happen overnight. I don't care if they throw $3 trillion at it. It's going to take time. And I think that's a patience lesson that we all ought to have.
You know, Congress is extremely quick on the trigger, and basically their time horizon is a week, 3 weeks, you know, is very short. Of course, I got to say, though, in many ways reflect what we see in society. I want instant gratification, instant fix. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the thing is, I would say absolutely, it will take a good long time for us to get back on track, no matter what is done. And that's exactly it. The president, the Congress, the Lord could announce that trillions are showering down on us tomorrow. It would not make any difference. It just will take time to work this out. As we well know also, this is an issue, you know, not only of, you know, sort of fiscal matters, but confidence. And people have to, you know, individuals and businesses have to feel have some comfort level and say, you know, I can invest, it'll be okay.
Right. Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jim Ostroff is our guest. He's associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. There's no barrier for you to get there. We'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. And you can blog while you're there. I hope you will do that. I'm kind of really enjoying writing. It gives me a chance to, you know, I write my column every week that we publish in the newsletter. And I publish in the newspaper syndication I have. But blogging gives me an opportunity to write down things that I'm thinking about every day. And I often comment on some of the interviews that we have and add some more thoughts to it and link to the interview. So I hope you'll check it out. I think you'll find it to be a blog unlike any you've seen anywhere else. And so I hope you'll check that out. And also on our website, folks, if you got 5 seconds, we've got something you can read. If you got 1 minute, we got something you can listen to. If you got 3 minutes, we got something you can read. If you got 15 minutes, we got something you can listen to. We got lots of stuff there. Whatever time you have, we're going to help you with it, and I hope you check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Ostroff is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors. We're talking about the Kiplinger letter, which is basically about the stimulus package. And, Jim, one of the things you guys point out that the government seems to be prepared to do whatever it takes, whatever creative ways that they can come up with. They've declared war on this recession, and they're going to do whatever it takes to stimulate this economy. They will not truck with any kind of resistance to this thing, it seems.
Oh, no, they're not. No. And, you know, what I'm saying is, It is astounding here, even for someone like myself who's been in Washington more than 30 years, that, I mean, even $100 billion is sort of the coin of the realm now, you know, just sort of so-so and, you know, prepared to not only, you know, spend, but also do guarantees and buy back, like, huge mortgage-backed loans and buybacks.
Right.
As, yeah, and they say Jim,
we pierced the $1 trillion veil. I mean, the word trillion is just thrown around now like a billion was
right.
30 years ago. It's amazing,
right,
isn't
right.
it?
And it will be multiple trillions of dollars, and our printing presses are humming. I'm going to get into the ink business, become a millionaire myself. You know?
We need to be investing in the ink companies. Another thing that you guys point out, Jim, is the commitment of the government to the housing industry, the mortgage industry. The president announced his stimulus package his package for mortgage bailouts yesterday.
Well, yes, and he did, and, you know, they're looking at it as, they say, foreclosure prevention. And they're gonna do just about $75 billion over here to do what it takes to keep, you know, mortgages from going to foreclosure, people going to foreclosure. And of course, you know, a thing with that is it is a confidence-building thing, too. Maybe they're con men, but that, you know, there's concern that if wave upon wave of homes go to foreclosure, that not only people out of houses, out of work, but it sows more concern about the economy. I would say almost all of this is aimed at trying to prevent a spiral down in confidence, in spending, in other things. And that's what they are attempting to do.
Well, here's one of the things that concerns me about this mortgage bailout plan, Jim. And I've been talking about this all day. I've mentioned this a couple of times in the show before, in the previous hours. You move in your house 8 years ago, and you have a job, and you buy a regular house, you know, and you bought a little bit more house than you could afford at the beginning. Everybody really should. You should buy just a little bit more house because your family's going to grow into it, your income's going to go up, and you can afford that a lot better. So buy a little more than you need, and you bought a fixed-rate mortgage, and you've been making your payments. Along comes me, who I can't afford the house next to you, but they put me in it about 3 years ago because I've got one of these new mortgages, one of these
balloon mortgages,
all yeah, you know, an example of a mortgage that's toxified our economic system right now and has created all this economic havoc. I'm next door to you in this house. I can't afford that house. But all these problems we have in the economy has caused you to lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
But the government's going to come in and help me redo my house. I'm going to get to stay there, even though I bought a bad mortgage. You're going to have to leave, even though you didn't do anything wrong, because there's nothing in this plan for you. You just lost your job. Now, tell me where the equity is in that, Jim.
One could look at this and say none. And, of course, there's the larger issue about people who just people talk about predatory lending and others, but how many people really, you know, are responsible for themselves and just said, what the heck, I can go and you know, I know I'm going to be up the creek in 2 years, I'll figure it out, and then they're up the creek. So there are a lot of concerns here.
That's the thing that I'm very afraid of, this mortgage bailout, Jim, because I'm telling you what this told you is going to play out all across America. There are going to be people who aren't going to get to keep their jobs because they lost their houses because they lost their jobs, but the guy next door is going to keep his because there's a plan for him or her. And this is, Jim, this is another, in my opinion, this is Jim Blasingame here, folks, saying this is another example of redistribution of wealth, and it's not going to work. It's going to be, we're going to have to pay for this at some point. Tintail, right back with Jim Mastroff. I want to ask Jim about inflation. What's that going to look like over the next year or two with all the money that the government's pumping in? Kiplinger had something to say about that this week. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ostroff, Associate Editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and he's our good friend. Folks, I like telling you about their website, Kiplinger.com. It's a good one. You can find their publications there, the Kiplinger Letter that Jim and Joan and I work off of every week, the four biweekly letters, the California Letter, the Tax Letter, the Agriculture Letter, and the Biofuels Letter, which I'm still trying to get them to change to Alternative Fuels Letter. And then also that magazine, Jim, you got Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine, right?
That is correct, we do, yes.
What about the toll-free number?
It is 800-544-0155.
So, folks, you can use that the phone number or the website to subscribe, and they'll give you a 30-day free trial that I worked hard to get you, folks. They'll give you 30 days for free, so check that out. Hey, Jim, I want to talk about inflation in a minute, but I want to go over here. You got an outstanding graphic on page 2 of your letter where it talks about how the stimulus breaks out, the $789 billion. That's a Freudian slip, I guess. $789 billion with a B, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty soon we're talking real money that the president signed after it came through conference. And I wanted to read through a couple of things here. Infrastructure, folks, is $120 billion for that. Kiplinger reports here. Business tax cuts, $142 billion. Jim, I don't know where that money is. I don't understand that, because small businesses only got more of what they already had. I'm not calling it something that they're giving me. What do you think?
It depends on how you define it or what it may eventually be worth. The spending stuff is things that they have allocated. Tax cuts are, you know, potential. And in any event, there is essentially nothing there geared to help small businesses.
Zero.
It's not there. Zero.
They're identifying something, folks. Don't let anybody, ladies and gentlemen, please, don't let anybody tell you that there's anything more than a mint on your pillow equivalent in this package for small businesses, and everybody doesn't even have access to that mint. I mean, it's nothing. There's virtually nothing in this package for small businesses. And Jim, I don't understand that. I want to know what's wrong with this picture, because Jim, small business owners employ over half of everybody in the country. They create about 80% of the new jobs. They make over half of our $13 trillion GDP. What kind of a universe does our government live in when they do nothing to those people?
What can you say? They take small business for granted, or they don't get it? Maybe both.
This isn't just indifference. This is an assault, and I'm taking this personally.
Yeah, well,
I'm serious, and I've been talking about this for a long time, folks. My audience knows how mad I am about this, Jim. I'm taking this person. This is not just indifference, Jim. This is an insult. This is an attack, in my opinion. This is no less than an attack on small business.
There were provisions originally to try to help specifically targeted for small businesses, but they were dropped to save a few billion dollars.
Yeah.
Ultimately, of course, this reflects philosophy and mindset, what matters and what matters most. Kiplinger scoured the 1,100 pages looking for very specific things that would help small business, found nothing specific.
Yeah. And but you do. I want to point out, though, in the rest of your life, which we're not going to cover today, lots and lots of information on how each individual state is going to break out. So, folks, if you want to see how your state is going to benefit specifically from this, then you can go to that. You can find that in the Kiplinger letter. Jim, let's talk about inflation. What's happening right now? There, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that we're headed toward inflationary times, aren't we?
You're absolutely correct. The printing presses are humming. Money is coming out faster than anybody can imagine, but physically can manage, you might say. And the point here is that people say we're so worried about economic collapse, we're going to throw money at this, and we know that's going to create evil, but we'll have to face that later. There is no question that we're building just in mind-boggling deficits. We're pumping ultimately several trillion dollars into the economy that was not there, and as Tara said, tomorrow is another day. We'll think about this tomorrow, and that is true. There's a great concern here about hyperinflation, but not now.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out later.
And we'll be reporting on that in the future, Jim. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for doing a great job. Thanks for a great letter this week again. I know your hands are all over this letter, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you next time. Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best in the Brain Trust, and we really value his time and his perspective. And if you read the Kiplinger letter, you'll see Jim's handiwork, I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, signing off from Houston, Texas. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.